We're just going to segue over and talk to Ms. April Day, president of the Women's Business Enterprise Alliance. Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning.
Okay. You have a big event coming up on May 29th. Is that correct?
Yes. May 28th and May 29th. May 28th is our opening reception for the expo, and then May 29th is when all the activities kick off with more than 1,500 women business owners, corporate entities, and federal entities all ready to do business with our Houston Marketplace and women business owners.
Wow. Women's Business Enterprise Alliance. How long has this organization been around?
We have been established since 1995, and mm-hmm. we are a 501c3 organization that provides a nationally recognized certification for women business owners.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so how does one, how does one get to know of you, the WBEA? I mean, how do you do outreach? Are you dealing with individual women entrepreneurs or business people? Are you within organizations? What is the source of your membership, I guess, is what I mean, the individual memberships?
Yes. Yeah, so we actually work with women business owners that want to certify their business as a women's business enterprise.
Uh-huh.
And what that means is you go in, you complete the certification process, and you are assuring that your business is 51% owned by a woman or a group of women, 51% controlled by a woman or a group of women, and that you have independence.
Okay.
And that allows you to then compete for the corporate opportunities with regards to bids that come up in the city within our 94 counties. And it also allows you to get government contracts as well.
Okay. And who credentialed the WB Enterprise Alliance?
So we process the application and they become WeBank certified.
Okay.
So that's the credentialing agency, and we are that third party certification agency. We actually do two certifications. So we process the what they call WeBank certification, mm-hmm. and then we also process the federal certification, which is called WOSB, Women Owned Small Business. And that allows women business owners to procure federal contracts.
I understand that part. I guess what I'm trying to get you to say, I'm assuming that there is on the federal level, I mean, the government mm-hmm. or some entity has proclaimed the WBEA as an entity that is qualified to certify folks. So once you get this certification, you're good to go, right?
SBA credentials us to do the WSB.
Okay, that's right.
And WeBank, Women's Business Enterprise National Council, certifies us to do the WBE certification.
Right.
And why that's important is when corporations are looking for small businesses to take on contracts, mm-hmm. they look at, okay, do I want to utilize a minority business? Do I want to utilize a woman-owned business, a veteran business? So they look for those entities that are going to certify. In other words, do the footwork to vet that company.
Right.
And we are that entity does the vetting for the corporate.
That's what I wanted folks to hear. Okay, all right. So you got the big event coming up on the week of the 29th of May. And obviously, you've got a number of segments that will benefit women business folk. And what are some of those themes? What are some of the areas that you're going to be offering them?
So we offer strategic networking. And again, it's tied to making that connectivity happen within the federal realm and the corporate realm, and then also doing business with other businesses, so that B2B. So the networking piece takes place on the 28th in that evening, and it will be held at the Hilton Americas.
Great.
And then that morning, we will, on the 29th, that morning, we will head over to the George R. Brown, and that's when we have the ribbon cutting for the actual business expo. So that's an opportunity for people to register to attend both events so that they can exhibit and they can network. We typically have about 150 exhibitors that range from businesses, companies like Shell, Chevron, NASA, MD Anderson, that are looking for businesses to provide contracts with.
Wow,
and then also other women business owners. Then we take a break, mm-hmm. and we have an awards ceremony in the afternoon with a luncheon, and we recognize our women business owners, we recognize our corporate entities, and we have a speaker, which is Nina Gadawala, and she is the author of Suits, A Woman on Wall Street.
Okay.
And
what's her name again?
Nina Gadawala.
Okay. Say that last name one more time.
Nina Gadawala.
I just like to hear you say that. Okay.
And you know what? I might be saying it wrong. So if I am, I apologize, Nina. But it is. I am saying it phonetically.
That
you know, we.
Great.
You know, we don't learn reading phonetically anymore. But so she's the author of Suits on Wall Street, and really she's going to talk about women being the influencers and women leading with pure grit and grace.
Yeah.
And when I think about women business owners, we are those innovators in terms to doing. Business.
Absolutely. And
I ask you, how is leading with grit and grace? How's your experience been?
You know, it's actually been really good. When you're leading, I would say when you're leading an organization, you're going to have those challenges, but I welcome every challenge. And it also opens the door to let people know that we are truly about doing business. And I know there are men in the room, and that's okay. We really have that very quick
what do you
adaptability.
Mean that's okay.
Well,
we want me to go to my other room. Go to my room. No, I'm just kidding.
We have an ability to just kind of lead change very quickly and be adaptable. And I think that's really something that's apparent with all small business.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, small business in general can move very quickly. When I'm leading the WBEA,
we
got to move quickly.
Yeah.
And so, because things are moving fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we work with over 760 women. That's about $8.9 billion in the Houston economy. It's an economic powerhouse. We're creating, just with the certified women businesses alone, 48,000 jobs in this 94 counties. And so it takes a lot to lead that organization. And I don't do it alone. I have wonderful teams that are behind me. I have an awesome support system with our leadership and our board. And then just fantastic WBEs that also volunteer. When you're running a nonprofit organization, you've got to have a strong team of volunteers and people behind you.
What was your motivation to get involved?
I have always been connected to nonprofit entities. As soon as I graduated from college, my first job out of college, which I was a late bloomer, was working with the YMCA. And I'm very deeply rooted in increasing the capacity of individuals and increasing the capacity of our communities. And so, you know, if people laugh and they say, well, you have an MBA and you're pursuing a PhD in leadership, why nonprofit? And I really believe that my God-given purpose is to give back. I didn't get here alone. There are people who helped develop the April Day that you see today. And I want to make sure that I can develop anyone that comes in my path.
Well, it sounds great. It sounds like you got a wonderful organization. Maybe talk to our sales department to help you market this big event you got coming up, because it sounds like it's going to be very well attended. I think it's so important, the work that you're doing, and it's so important that people hear about this who do not know about it, so that they can become a part of the Women's Business Enterprise Alliance. Again, that your website one more time so folks can get more information and perhaps register for the event.
It's WBEA-Texas.org, and Texas is all spelled out. And it's time to register now, because this is an opportunity for you to connect with over 1,500 women business owners, corporate entities, and federal government entities. It's time to do business, so let's get out there.
Okay, and of course, if you got missed, that's WBEATexas.org, or you can log on to MyHoustonMagic.com. We have a link on our website. And your phone number, one more time.
713-681-9232. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so very much, Ms. April Day, president of the Women's Business Enterprise Alliance. Thank you so much for being a part of the program on Magic 102.1. I know under your leadership, the organization is going to do great. I know you're going to have a big, big, successful event in May. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty.